Thank you for joining me today at the beginning of a fresh week and a fresh month of broadcasting and podcasting right here on God Is. I invite you to give ear to God's word to you and or to follow along in your New Testament if you're able at this time in Matthew chapters 3 and 4. I'm going to read Matthew chapter 3 verses 1 through 2 and then Matthew chapter 4 verse 17. This is a short reading that begins at the start of Matthew chapter 3 and then continues into verse 17 of Matthew chapter 4. This is Matthew 3 beginning at verse 1. Now in those days John the Baptist came preaching in the wilderness of Judea, saying, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand." Now to Matthew 4 verse 17. In your Bible, that's Matthew 4 verse 17. From that time Jesus began to preach and say, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand." If you only heard me read these three verses, you would be wise to get this open in front of you and read this for yourself tonight. And the reason I invite you to do this is because when you do, the similarities between John the Baptist and Jesus the Christ will be obvious to you. Please note that both men were preachers, and they were preachers with the exact same message. We can say they were preachers with the exact same sermon. Matthew 3, verse 1, John the Baptist came preaching. Matthew 4, verse 17, Jesus began to preach. Preaching, preach. And then Matthew 3, verse 2, John the Baptist says, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand." In Matthew 4, verse 17, Jesus the Christ says, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand." The message is identical. The message is word for word the same. Last week, we moved into Matthew's gospel as we continue to follow Jesus, and we immediately learned of some similarities between these two men. But this, they both preached the exact same message, is the key. Now remember, our eyes are on Jesus, and again I ask at the start of a new week, what does Jesus teach us about God? And the answer is that we will now be focused on this. In this text, Jesus teaches us that God commands repentance. You really need to know this about the living God. He commands repentance. I am commanded to repent. You are commanded to repent. Everyone in both our families are commanded to repent. Every single person that flows through our lives today is commanded to repent. God is Lord of all, and He commands repentance of all. There are no exceptions to this. But if we're going to talk about repentance, then we must stop and ask, what does God mean by repent? So you will want to highlight that one word in Matthew 3, 2 and 4, 17, repent. Do you know how God defines repent or repentance? Let me give you a moment to think about that. God says repent, and you say? When you think of repentance, what comes to your mind? If your child or your colleague or a stranger were to ask you, what does repent mean? What would you tell them? Do you have it now? What do you say? What is repentance? Well, in my experience talking with people, I do enjoy meeting people and asking them questions to see how they think about life. I regularly have the impression that most men and women do not know what is meant by biblical repentance. When is the last time someone has invited them to repent? Usually never. Now let's move this word inside the context of Christian community. How many Christians know what it means to repent? How many believers are repentant? When is the last time you heard a sermon or homily in church that focuses on what it means to repent, that called you to repentance? Has your spiritual leader explained to you from the Bible how God defines and gives shape to this word repent? I hope so. Maybe so. But again, regularly I find that repentance is a lost reality for many of today's preachers, churches, and Christians, and that is a sin. A real, big, ugly sin, because as we shall see, it is impossible to be a genuine Christ follower if you do not repent. And it is impossible to fruitfully remain in Christ if you are not always repentant. So at a bare minimum, those of you who are a part of a community who claims to believe in and follow Jesus better know what this means, and even more than that, God requires that you live repentance. Who are you? You're a repenter of sin. You're repentant. As often as you sin, you repent of that sin. As often as I sin, I repent of my sin. This is what it means to be Christian. Christians repent. And herein lies a big clue as to what repentance is. To repent means that we are going to deal with our sin. I'll put this in the form of a question. What do we repent of? And the answer to that question is sin. But we immediately have a problem on our hands. We now live in a global society in which people do not believe in sin. To them, sin does not exist. Sin is imaginary. Sin is unreal. Sin is fanciful and fictitious. And therefore, there are no sinners. You are not a sinner. I am not a sinner. Sin defines no one. Sin has been ripped out not only of our vocabulary, but right out of our whole being. And if this is true, then you can see what trouble we're going to have talking about repenting when what the Bible says is we repent of sin. I mean, if you are listening to me right now and you do not believe that sin exists, then how am I supposed to communicate to you effectively that you must repent? Or if you accept that all persons are, through and through, to the core of our being sinners, well, then how will you speak to other people in your daily life who will right out of the gates in your dialogue reject sin? You want to do evangelism, but you're trying to evangelize in a context in which sin and therefore repentance are the absolute furthest thing from people's minds. I face the same challenge in my own spiritual conversations with people. I've had to spend a remarkable period of time sharing with others the biblical definition of sin. And given that thorough spiritual conversations do not happen every day, it can be a long haul walking with people who know not Christ in order that they will even wrestle with sin conceptually, let alone practically. The concept of sin does not even make sense in today's context, and so therefore, how can we talk about it practically? This is our challenge. There is a book that has been tremendously helpful to me in my understanding of the culture in which I now live. It's by David Wells, and the title is The Courage to be Protestant. I recommend it to you if you seek understanding. If you're in New England, Dr. Wells is too. He teaches at the Gordon Conwell Theological Seminary in South Hamilton, Massachusetts. This is the second edition of The Courage to be Protestant. And I also recommend to you his No Place for Truth. And in case you missed these titles, I will now repeat them and then post them to God Is WEZE on Facebook or just write to me for them. The author is David Wells, and his books are The Courage to be Protestant and No Place for Truth. Amazon has both. And all thinking and evangelizing Christians, which ought to be all of us, will want to order and read these. In The Courage to be Protestant, David Wells writes, "Today, sin has become an alien concept. We have exited the old moral realm, and now we live in a psychological world. Now things are not so much right and wrong as merely comfortable or uncomfortable. Whereas we might once have said, 'No, I can't do that because it is wrong,' we now say, 'No, I wouldn't be comfortable doing that.'" He continues, "What has been lost is the knowledge that there is such a thing as sin. That is what has escaped us. Many people have no category for sin in their minds. They do not understand that we are accountable before God for all our moral actions and for who we are." That is exactly right. Christians, we do not understand what we are up against. Say sin, and nobody knows what you're talking about. And therefore say repent, and nobody knows what you were talking about either. These are such foreign concepts. Note, concepts. Men and women out there think this is just something that old Christians, who do not understand the world in which we live, are trapped into thinking about, sort of in their old-time religion. These are the things we talk about. But they see no practical application to their lives. And this, even though sin is their biggest problem and the chief reason why their lives are in such a mess. Wells adds, quote, "They know nothing about sin, but they are experiencing the way sin is working itself out in the world. This is what they are trying to understand," unquote. He's right again. All around us, people, you listening in today, are trying to figure out how to fix life, how to live a better, healthier, happier, more fulfilling, and joyful life. And yet following Christ's clear teaching that, one, we are sinners, and two, we need to repent of that sin is unfathomable and must be rejected. Dr. David Wells, in The Courage to be Protestant, concludes, quote, "Because it has been emancipated from the divine, it is a world in which dark human impulses have no restraints," unquote. Absolutely. So we live in this country, we make our way through today and tonight in this whole wide world from wherever you listen, and sin is totally unrestrained. Do not believe me? Turn on any form of the news. The global population is caught up so deeply in the sin that they do not believe exists that they cannot then extricate themselves from what has gotten them into all this trouble in the first place. Well, as we begin the week, this is my diagnosis of the culture in which we live, and this week we're going to explore what John and Jesus mean by repent. But first we have to know that it is sin from which we are called to repent. And since most people do not believe in sin anymore, since sin is such an alien concept, then we must also know what sin is, and that this word repent is addressed to sinners. So please be here again tomorrow and every day this week. It's crucial we know what the Bible says about repentance. This is all the more important because of the times in which we live. Do you want to know who God really is? Then you must know how to repent. I'll say more about this tomorrow, right here on God Is.